As we inch closer and closer to Christmas, you've no doubt set out on your hunt for the toys and other gifts that you want to give to your children this year, something you enjoy and look forward to do every year, and that unfortunately too many other parents can only wish for and hope that, well, maybe next year it'll happen for them. The economic times of today for many families have placed limits and even an elimination on what they can do for their kids for Christmas. My first guest this morning is here with a very easy way that you can change the situation for these families in Northwest New Jersey so they will not have to tell their children, well, maybe next Christmas. She's been a longtime volunteer at Project Self-Sufficiency Season of Hope Toy Drive. She's a member of Girl Scout Troop 225 who has created Project Toys for Teens, Ruby Esposito. Good morning, Ruby.
Hi, good morning.
And more information about the overall stuff that we're talking about here, the Season of Hope Toy Drive and Ruby's creation, the Project Toys for Teens, can be found at projectselfsufficiency.org. And just real fast, too, some of the parameters, because we're coming down to the home stretch of the Season of Hope Toy Drive, and the toys have to be in Project Self-Sufficiency's hands by the 16th. And you can find out more information about the location, the times, and everything at projectselfsufficiency.org. Monetary donations, gift cards, that's also good as well. And it's just, again, something easy to do since we know you'll already be out there toy shopping. And, again, it's Project Self-Sufficiency, which is located at 127 Mill Street in Newton. So that's the overall view. But, Ruby, you started something really different. You saw a need. I mean, you've been on the inside with Project with Self-Sufficiency all these years, but you saw a little void or maybe where the donations weren't really filling a specific need, and you launched Project Toys for Teens. Talk about the reasons for why you saw this as something you thought needed to be put together.
I thought Project Toys for Teens was needed because when you hear toy drive, everybody wants to buy for the toddlers and children, but nobody really sees or remembers the need that there are teens and that they also need toys for Christmas.
And what are some of the items specifically? Because when you think of the younger kids, it's always toys and infant wear, for example, and, you know, things along, you know, the playthings, really. But when you get to teens, you know, for older people listening, we might have forgotten what teens are all about. What are some of the stuff? What's some of the stuff that you think the teens are really in need of?
Some items that I put together: sweatshirts, sport jerseys, straighteners, video games, and systems. Sports equipment, gift cards, gift cards to clothing stores, Blu-ray players and DVDs, cameras, iPods and accessories, and anything else is fine too.
And if, you know, for you listening, if you had been having a really good year and you have a little extra cash in the wallet, I've seen some of the stores have sales for tablets and other types of computers for, in some cases, under $100, and that would be kind of a cool gift too to add to the pile for the toy drive this year, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would.
What's it been like with your experience as far as the toy drive? As far as what's been your participation in it all these years? Have you been one of the people who've been doing the collecting and the gathering, or are you there when the families come in and do their shopping? What's been some of your experiences?
I've been there when the families have came in and been shopping, and I've been helping them pick out items for their kids. And I've just noticed in the teen room that there was just a lack.
When you see these families, talk about some of their reactions when they come in and what they experience, and then what's their mood when they leave and they see everything that, you know, that so many people really cared and came through for them.
Yeah, they're very, very grateful for everything that's there. And I just think that having more to give for their teens would help, because teens, it's like a hard age group and it's hard to fit in stuff, and I just feel that getting more items and more things to choose from would help them.
Talking with Ruby Esposito, who is the founder of the Project for Toys for Teens Drive, which is an offshoot of the Toy Drive by Project Self-Sufficiency Season of Hope Toy Drive, their annual event, which Ruby's been a longtime participant in. As far as Season of Hope Toy Drive, that is now through December 16th. Their new unwrapped gifts that can be dropped off at Project Self-Sufficiency, which is at 127 Mill Street in Newton, Monday through Thursday, 9 until 8:30, Fridays 9 until 4:30. And as far as Ruby's piece of the puzzle with Project Toys for Teens, donations are being accepted for toys ages between 12 and 18 years old until December 11th. And Ruby, can those donations also be dropped off at Project Self-Sufficiency?
Yeah, those can.
And obviously at the same times that I just told you about. And for more information, because I'm laying a lot on your ears this morning, but it's projectselfsufficiency.org. And that is where you can find all the information that we are talking about here on Issues and Ideas. Why did you first choose to get involved with the Season of Hope Toy Drive, Ruby?
Through Girl Scouts. We were asked to volunteer there, and so we just started doing it ever since.
And again, I mentioned, too, along with gift cards and monetary donations for the overall toy drive, they're accepting gifts for infants and toddlers, like toys and baby blankets, things like that, pretend play kitchen sets, Tonka trucks, play. You know, think back when if your kids have long left the house and they're off to college on their own lives, that'd be fun to do a little shopping for the kids like you used to do, wouldn't it? There's a great cause and a reason to do that. Gifts for school-age kids, art supplies, building toys like Legos, character toys, superheroes. There's a lot of Disney out there. Can't get any easier shopping than that. Sports equipment, really, for kids of all ages. There's stuff out there for Hot Wheels, Matchbox toys, electronics like MP3 players and video games, alarm clocks, maybe for some teens. They might need two alarm clocks, one from close to the bed, one on the other side of the room to get their butts out of bed some mornings. Of course, as adults are sort of have a problem with that too, don't we? And as Ruby is mentioning too, gifts for teens and preteens, clothing and sporting goods, electronics, and really anything that you remember shopping for or still shop for kids in your life. This is something that both the Season of Hope Toy Drive can use in their situation, as well as Project Toys for Teens, which they're accepting the teen toys through December 11th at Project Self Sufficiency. And the overall Season of Hope Toy Drive, also accepting toys through December 16th. And the drop-off point for all points concerned is Project Self-Sufficiency. And their facility is 127 Mill Street in Newton, Monday through Thursday. Drop-off times 9 in the morning until 8:30 in the evening. And then on Fridays, 9 in the morning until 4:30 in the afternoon. Wrapping over time with Ruby Esposito here on Issues and Ideas. For the person listening right now, Ruby, just say that you came up to somebody and they found out that you're doing this with the toy drive, and you've been involved with it for so long with Project Toys for Teens as well as Season of Hope. And they just wanted to ask you, why should I give?
To help the low-income families of Sussex County and to help them have a good time around the holidays and just make their holiday a little bit less stressful.
And that's what the program has been doing just in 2014. Last year, over 1,000 families. That's, let me do the math here, under 12, they had over almost 1,900 children that were beneficiaries of this toy drive, 480 teens that received toys through the toy shop. Goal this year is 20,000 toys through Season of Hope, and Ruby's doing her part as well with the Project Toys for Teens toy drive for the teens, obviously, given by the title specifically, which they're accepting donations for that through December 11th. And then the Season of Hope toy drive through December 16th for all ages. Drop-off point for everything. Project Self-Sufficiency, which is located 127 Mill Street in Newton, Monday through Thursday, 9 in the morning until 8:30 at night. Fridays, 9 until 4:30. More information, it's a projectselfsufficiency.org. And we've been talking this morning with Ruby Esposito, member of the Girl Scout Troop 225, and doing her part for the community. Just when you thought kids don't care, along comes Ruby and a lot of other kids, by the way, who do indeed care. And Ruby, you do indeed help a lot of families and make all of us care too. And that's a extra bonus with the whole package. Thanks for doing that. And best of luck with everything that you do. Thanks for being here this morning.
Thank you.